I used to apply for jobs a lot. They wouldn't give me a job. Everywhere I go, I go to McDonald's. Oh, we're on the hiring managers and assistant managers. I go to Southwest Airlines. Oh, you got to be certified to fly a plane. Shut up. I went to the Florida Mall to apply to be a security guard, which I thought would be super easy, because have y'all seen mall security? They're not real security. Like, they're professional tattletellers, you know what I mean? Like, they got plastic handcuffs. As long as you bring scissors when you steal something, you free, right? So I just assumed they was gonna give me the job. So I was like, when do I start? They were like, oh, in order for you to work here, you gotta take a 40-hour class, right? Take the 40-hour class, and you don't take the class, they don't give you a test, right? Take the test, and then your private test, you don't get a certificate. You come back there, you don't get a certificate. It was so annoying, right? But I really need the job. So I took the 40-hour class, took me 3 weeks for some reason. And when I came back, I was like, hey, y'all, guess who's certified to be a security guard? They're like, sorry, but we just hired another candidate for the job. And I'm like, all right. Well, I'm about to blow up this mall, because it just took me 3 weeks to do this class, and you ain't going to hire me? Is that what you're saying? They're like, sorry, but if we have an opening, we'll let you know. I was like, you need to let me know, because I don't need this stupid job. But I didn't say that out loud, because I need that stupid job. So I was like, yeah, whenever you get a chance, let me know. And so I was walking out, and I was calming down. I was like, woosah, I preach, you'll be fine. There's plenty of jobs out there. You don't need this job. And I was calming down, and then until I seen the guy they hired instead of me. Then I flipped out, because the guy they hired instead of me had no arms. I don't think that some of y'all heard me, right? So the guy they hired instead of me had no arms, y'all. I was so mad I wanted to steal something just because I know he can't do anything. If I stole something, what could a normal security guard do? Did you pay for them back M&Ms? Oh, you didn't pay. Let me tell you something, boy. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you do can't ever use against you. In the food court of the mall, get these plastic cuffs out the back of my pocket and arrest yourself. Get these cuffs out the back of my pocket and arrest yourself. I was just tripping. Whoa, did you trip me? As soon as somebody rolled me over, it is going down. You done messed up. And he'd be like, put your hands by your back. And I'm like, you first. I know I'm going to hell for that. I already know, okay? I just didn't want to go alone. Thanks for laughing. You're a part of it now. We're all going on the Holy Land. I need a cigarette. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I know. I want to start right now. I just feel like it's a cool thing to say. I don't understand why people smoke cigarettes anymore. You know what I mean? Like back in the day, they prescribe. If you've been doing it for a long time, I'm not talking about you, but if you're new to cigarettes, you're just a dumb person. Because like there's so many better options. Isn't weed legal here? Almost? Oh, okay, well, smoke cigarettes. My bad. I thought it was legal. I was on a show called America's Got Talent. I was on there. All right, cool. You seen it? Okay. Yeah. I was on Champions. I was on season 12. That's why. Who seen me on season 12, though? Who seen me on season 12? Okay. Who voted for me, though? What? Yeah, all right. Not enough time. Because I lost to a 12-year-old ventriloquist, y'all. She didn't open her mouth the whole time. You will never know what it feels like to lose $1 million to somebody that still has chores. You'll never know that feeling. She believe in cooties. She got money now. People ask me still, you still talk to Darcy? Bro, she's 14 now. No, I'm not talking. What am I going to say? Hey, Darcy, how was school? Like, I'm not talking to her. I'm a grown man. And she beat me, so I hate her. Why would I communicate with someone I hate, man? Don't hate Darcy. She's an angel. She is. So is the devil, okay? Now, and listen, this is my thing. I don't even care that I didn't lose, for real. I don't think you can lose on that show. I mean, I did not lose. Y'all know who I am, so that's cool right there. You know what I mean? I think that's great. Yeah, man. I did win. I won because y'all know me. I was homeless 2.5 years ago. Far from that now. I got money now. I got way more friends and family members than I remember. You know, I got on the show, Tyra Banks licked my face. I think I'm doing okay. That's right. That's right. I still have a shout on this side and I never will. She licked my face, y'all. I licked her hand first, right? She was interviewing me. And I was like, I can't believe it's you, Tyra Banks. And she was like, yeah, it's me. And she puts her hand out. She's like, you can pinch my hand to see if I'm real. Matter of fact, you can kiss it. And I was like, kiss it? Because I don't know when I'm going to get this opportunity again. So I was like, this is my chance. She started laughing. I was like, thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to jail. You laugh, that's consent. And so before I went on stage, right, she was interviewing me. She was like, you ready to do this? I was like, I'm ready to do this. She was like, go get him, Tiger, alive. I was like, ah, funny you called me a tiger because I'm feeling great, like the cereal. And I was walking on stage. And you know how the judges, they start to ask you all these random questions, like, hey, preacher, what's your favorite color? You got a girlfriend? And at the time, I had a girlfriend. So I was like, yeah, man, she cool. I do my performance. I get off stage. Tyra Banks waiting for me. She mad, right? She was like, why would you let me lick your face on national television, preacher? And you got a girlfriend. And I replied, I let you lick my face, Tyra, because you're Tyra. Why would I not let Tyra Banks lick my face? If my girl had a chance for Drake to lick her face and she turned it down, I'm dumping her because I don't want to date anybody that's stupid. If I had a chance for Drake to lick my face, I am dressing up like an ice cream cone. You don't understand. Okay? He about to get all this. That sounds weird. But y'all get what I'm saying, right? I feel like there's certain opportunities you don't just want to pass up. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, man, I love that show. I love it, man. I love being recognized. First time I ever got recognized, 3 years ago, walking the Walgreens. It was like 5 people. They were like, yo, preacher, what's up, man? How you doing? When you clock in? Because I work there. But listen, not much longer. You know what I mean? It's going great. You know, I went to Walmart one time. I got recognized. It was so cool, man. There was a kid in line, and he recognized me. I was getting cash back. All I needed was cash back. And he was like, oh my gosh, are you Preacher Lawson? I was like, yeah, that's me. He's like, yeah, you're that guy who lost to Darcy. And I'm like, you could have stopped ahead of that. You didn't have to add that last part, but yeah, that's me. You know, he's like, can I get a picture? I was like, for sure you can get a picture, man. Took a picture with him, he was so hyped. He was like, thank you so much, Mr. Sir. And I was like, I don't even need anything. I just need cash back. So I was like, why not get him something? So I was like, hey, man, you want some like candy or something? And he was like, yeah, because he's like, I'm a kid. Like, of course, kids. No kid is actually, I'm doing keto right now when I can't do that. No bread or sugar. Like, they're not gonna do that, right? So I was like, you want some candy? He's like, yeah, I want some candy. Then I asked the mom for permission to buy him candy, because you can't just go up to a kid, hey, little buddy, how you doing? You want some candy? Come on, buddy. You know, it's just weird. And I didn't want to hurt nobody. So I was like, hey, mom, is it okay if I get your son some candy? She gave me an attitude. She's like, is it before 7? I was like, what is he, a gremlin? I don't know what that means. Can he have some candy or not? She was like, he can have some candy. And I was like, all right. But she said some. She meant one. You can have one piece of candy, bro. And he was like, thank you so much. So he takes a Snickers and he puts on the conveyor belt. I turn around because I'm about to pay for it, right? Feeling good about myself. And I'm like, you know, I'm about to hook this kid up with some candy. You know what I mean? I feel like a good person right now. And then I hear a light thud, right? And I was like, well, what was that? And I turn back around. Guess what I see? 2 Snickers on the conveyor belt. And I'm like, you know, hey, little stupid kid. You know, I just told you can have one piece of candy, you put 2 on there. He's like, no, I didn't. I was like, who did then, huh? Was it the Snicker Monster? It was you, man. Quit playing with me. What is wrong with kids stealing these days, huh? First they take $1 million. Now, they're trying to take a Snicker from me. I said, put it back. He's like, it wasn't me. Then the mom was like, calm down. It wasn't him. It was me. And I was like, my bad. Then pick it up. I'm gonna pick that up real quick. And then she goes, I thought you said you were gonna pay for it. And I was like, I agreed to pay for 1. She's like, that's just 2. I was like, you know what 2 is? Not 1. Okay, so you, that's you right there, you know? Then she's like, just do it. I was like, just do nothing. No, I don't owe you any candy, right? And then she tried to seduce me after she was already rude to me, right? She tried to seduce, she was like, hey, well, you know, well, maybe if you buy the candy, maybe I'll give you my number. And I was like, what do you mean by maybe though? You know, she was like, I'll think about it. I was like, if I'm being totally honest, right? You ain't even two Snickers fine, okay? Like, I love traveling doing comedy. I think it's so cool. I think it's a lot of fun. Get to be in Chicago, you know what I mean? Yeah. Bipolar weather. I got to be in Phoenix. Phoenix is too hot for life. Have y'all been to Phoenix? Why is it that hot? If I lived in Phoenix, I would try to go to hell just to cool off. Like, that's how hot. Man, I went there, I was so arrogant. I was like, I don't care how hot it is. I don't even get sunburns. And then Phoenix was like, challenge accepted. It is so hot. I was white 3 weeks ago, you understand? I was like, why do I keep getting pulled over? You know, it's so weird now. All of a sudden, it started happening. And I did a show in St. Augustine, Florida. That was cool, man. St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest city in America. A lot of people don't know that for some reason. It's the oldest city in America. Another fun fact about St. Augustine is the people that first lived there still do. So many old people. Oh, my gosh. That's like heaven's waiting room. You know, everyone there is old. Yeah, man. It's also where they grow white people. There is no black people there at all. We're like unicorns. My shadow ain't even black in St. Augustine, Florida. There's three black people there. That's not even true. There's two, because I left. There's two black people. And they are ancient. Like, when I was performing there was one black lady in the front row. She was super old. Looked like the last survivor of Harriet Tubman's Underground Railroad, right? And she didn't even laugh at me. She was just looking at me mad the whole time. Like, why are you mad, ma'am? You should be happy. You're free now. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good. You know? You can laugh at white people. I can say that, okay? My best friend, black. Okay, I'm good. I got a black cousin, so. Saying she was old, she was like 90, she had braces on. It's like, for what? Like, a little too late now. Like, who are you trying to look sexy for? Jesus? Because that's who you about to meet, okay? Like, who wore braces on fake teeth? You know, that's weird that someone just ordered dentures with gaps in it or something? That's weird. Whatever. Just saying she was old. I don't know if she was like 90 for real. I don't know. I don't like guessing women's ages because I'm a genius. I'm not stupid. It's a trap, ain't it? You don't guess women's age, especially someone younger, they flip out. You could be close to the age, they still flip out. What are you like, 25 or something? 25? Are you serious? Do I really look that old? 25? I'm 24! Shut up. That was close enough. Older women, as long as you're within the same century, they're fine. Like, they don't even care anymore. You be like, after the moon landing, you such a gentleman, oh my God! Oh, now, I'm way happy, you know? Right? And dudes, we try to act like we don't care, right? But we care. I know I care. I know I'm getting older, right? I know I'm getting older, because when I was younger, people used to tell me all the time, don't worry about a preacher. You got your whole life ahead of you. You know what they tell me now? You still got time. That's what they tell me. I guess it's one dude's age. This is how I know men care about your age as being guests, because I went to the bathroom, and I guess this dude's, okay, well, let me explain. I'm just not kicking down doors. How old are you? And I'm not doing that, right? What happened was, I went to use the restroom because I drank a coffee that, you know, earlier that day. I don't know if y'all drink coffee, but I don't normally drink coffee, and when I do, I feel great. I'm like, man, I'm so energized, and I feel alert, and I just, why don't I drink more coffee? And then my booty's like, this is why! And it snuck up on me. And I went to the bathroom, I was like, you know what I mean? You ever do, like, you got a sauce on your way? Like, I gotta go to the bathroom, right? I went to the bathroom, and it was weird because I went to the, you ever go to a public restroom and you knock on the stall to see if someone's in there, right? I knocked on the stall, the guy inside said, it's open. I don't know what he expected me to do. Scoot on over. Like, it was weird, right? So I went to the next stall, right? And I went to the next. You ever go to, like, use the bathroom and you think you only got to pee and then you get there, your body's like, nah, son, we got more work to do. And I destroyed that bathroom. I couldn't breathe for 11 seconds. I lost brain cells. I was like, why is my arm in the toilet? It was so big. Anyway, so when I got there, it was an automatic toilet, right? I hate automatic anything. I hate automatic toilets. I hate automatic lights. It's stupid. Why do y'all have automatic lights in the bathroom? That don't make any sense. You'll be in the bathroom getting your groove on, and the lights just shut off. You're like, oh, snap! I can't stay! You up there throwing toilet paper to get the sensor to go out. It's so annoying. And this stupid automatic toilet, people like them. Oh, they flush automatically, oh, cool. You don't know when, okay? All right? It's like Russian roulette for your booty. I don't like that.